Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back to hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, rock god Rick Maxa. We're live at El Cajon Ford, Broadway in Maine, in El Cajon. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Stars here. Literally, Tim is jumping on the boat after he leaves here in El Cajon Ford. He might have to stop and buy a new Ford truck here at the San Diego Ford dealers sell-a-thon this weekend, but definitely ready to go fishing again on the Royal Star. It's a great event here, a lot of nice group. We have the casting contest, giving away a ton of prizes, and of course your last chance to qualify for that trip to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines, and all the other great prizes. We'll be giving those away tomorrow with Jack Nielsen and Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sword Fishing in the studio tomorrow.
Trouble.
Yeah, big trouble.
Yeah, we're having such a great time this morning. So much great stuff to give away in the second hour. And if you want to join us, best thing to do is come on down to El Cajon Ford to join us this morning. So easy to find. The corner of Broadway and Main and El Cajon. Just jump on the 8 freeway. Take the Greenfield exit. You're going to make a left, which is going to take you towards the west. Just one stoplight. Go south on Main. It'll take you right to us here at El Cajon Ford. Plenty of time to get here from anywhere in San Diego and come join us in the fun. And, man, are we giving away so much cool stuff here today on Let's Talk Hookup. First, for everybody that steps up to the microphone, you're going to have a chance of winning a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the World Cup frame, one of the most popular pairs of sunglasses that Maui Jim has, especially for fishermen. It's that Marlin frame with the neutral gray lens and that super thin glass. Perfect clarity when that's your highest priority. It's a great pair of sunglasses, and that is it from Maui Jim. Hey, we haven't forgot about you on the phones, too. If you want to get through at 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. You're going to get a chance for winning a half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing that includes all the tackle rental if you need it. And when you do come down here to El Cajon Ford to join in the fun, you're going to have a chance to participate in that great San Diego County Ford Dealers Casting Contest. You're going to have a shot at winning a Shimano rod. We've got an AFTCO Alejos belt with one of those great AFTCO aluminum bait nets. Also a Rapala and Williamson lure package, a very cool package for the winner of the casting contest. And let's not forget, if you are that big winner of the casting contest, you're going to qualify for one of those great 8 grand prizes like Pete talked about just a second ago. Very, very cool opportunity.
You bet. Time for the catch report.
That it is. It's time to find out what's biting today. And today the report is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-size tuna to record-size tuna. And with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And let's start off our catch report today with our private boater buddy, the man with that FishDope.com report, Captain Mark Wish is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete, Tim.
So, Mark.
Happy long weekend, everybody. And, guys, let me tell you, there is lots of opportunity right now to catch some very worthy adversaries around. I'm going to start briefly here close to home at Catalina Island. I bited back down a little bit, but bounced right back here these past few days. Lots of yellows around. Some of that small stuff still there. There's plenty of mid-range fish, but the good news is there's quite a bit of that tackle buster grade mixed in there, and the best way to get them is slow troll mackerel on heavy gear around some of the structure spots there. Outside Eagle Rock and West Cove has been good on the Farnsworth Bank proper, always good, especially at this time of year. It's got a lot of fish, and then around Shiprock on the inside, watch out for the closure line. You're not far from it there, but you might hook a marlin in that zone also, but all those spots got some packed tackle buster yellows on them. No San Nicolas or SBI reports, been overshadowed by that tuna bite at San Clemente Island, and what a bite it is. The epicenter of that action's been Desperation Reef for a couple weeks now. It's a little shallow that comes up outside of China Point on that ridge running down from China there, and it's definitely no secret, man. There's boats of all sizes and shapes out there, from 18-foot skiffs to the big rings from the long-range fleet. They're very impressive sight. when I was out there the other day, and good fishing for bluefin and yellowfin both. Beautiful grade of fish. There's a few under 30. Most are 40 to 80 like that, with a few standouts up over 100 in that area. But most of that fish is stealthy, guys. It's just you got to angle for them. Your best shot for most of the grade of fish is that perfect 40-pound outfit, small two-speed, lots of Spectra, little four-carbon top shot, and, of course, that hot bait. You got to have that hot bait. And if the bigger grade that's around there starts to bite, you might have to upgrade to that 50 or 60. And also be ready with the 30-pound. I had friends there yesterday. They made the day in the afternoon on the light stuff when the fish were showing. They just wouldn't bite. And they had some losses, but they also caught some fish. So sometimes you got to step down, even though it's scary when that big stuff's around. That desperation is out in the weather, guys. You know, when I was there a couple days ago, it was absolutely ugly. It's not, generally speaking, for sissies. But there's also some fish on the inside. Keep a close eye on that zone from, like, Fishhook down to Pyramid proper on the inside of the island, flat calm. Make a drift or anchor if you can there in 40 to 50 fathoms. You could pretend you're fishing at Guadalupe Island while you're pulling on some of that good grade yellowfin that's living in there. There is some fish on the inside. And then for you guys that want to really get punished, there is that big bluefin still around. There's fish pushing 300. I don't think anybody's cracked it just yet, but they're getting awful close. Those giants are mostly down there around the 43 in that sector, and flying the kite with the yummy flyer or a macro underneath. It's been the preferred method for those big guys. But it's what an amazing season. The amount of fish here, just of quality fish, it staggers imagination, and we got 3 days to take advantage. So get out there and catch something.
Yeah, no kidding. And fishdope.com is your source. I've been keeping track of it all week. Danny's been putting it up because Mark feeds them, along with other guys, feeds them the information. You get the full reports. And if you don't have Fish Dope, you want a new membership, it's good for 365 days. So it's a full year. You've got it. Hook up now. Lowercase, no space is the code for fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, our store is on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, pacificedgetackle.com. And I don't know, man, it's still just getting better and better.
Yeah, it's September. It's supposed to get better. This is our prime time. It's time to go. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. And we will talk to you next week.
You got it, Pete. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark. All right, let's head all the way up to Angoon, Alaska, and talk to our good buddy John calling us from Whaler's Cove this morning. What's up, John?
Well, good morning. I was up late last night because the northern lights were spectacular across the sky. So anybody that was here and up got to see the northern lights. And the weather's been really, really nice. The sun is shining right now. But yesterday, we had 11 large halibut released. I'm gonna tell you about one that was on my boat. I have a young guy who was very energetic, and he was using my 4-foot Mighty Mite with a jig. We were in 100 feet of water, and he hooked into a 90-pounder that was an absolute blast. He had a ball. They got it recorded on video, and we released that fish, and he was huffing and puffing because he was tired, because those fish are really, really tough. And the boat about 200 yards away from me, he was in about 125 feet of water or 150 feet of water. They hooked a 67-incher, and that was a good fight as well, and that was the two-for-one winner. But right now, this time of the year, there's a lot of people that are coming to the resort. We've got a whole new group coming today, and most of them are going to be going up fresh water because that's the time of year when you want to get into that fresh water and fly fish, spin cast for those coho. The streams are absolutely loaded. And, again, we still got halibut out here as well and cod and rockfish. So we're having a great time, and we're going to have some beautiful weather for the next few days. But the most important thing is for people to get booked up on your trip or to get booked up anytime next year or in 2018, because we're getting full for next year.
Yes.
So people
no
need
kidding.
To
and
start
I,
thinking
fact,
about
I got
it.
I got an update, John, from Jay. Said there's only 4 spots left on our 4-day next August, and there's a couple of handfuls of spots left on our 3-day that Rock Cod Rick will be hosting in August, too. So you want to go to Whaler's Cove in 2017. It's a great opportunity, and I didn't know you guys could see the northern lights there. That's cool.
Yeah, for 3 days in a row, and probably again tonight. It's that time of the year as you get closer into fall. The northern lights come out in more spectacular fashion, and it's just the angle of the earth and how it all works out, I don't know, but it's spectacular. Last night it was 10 o'clock, 10:30, and went on for quite a while, but it was really neat to see, and I know a lot of people here went outside, and it was clear skies, and there's not much light pollution here, so it was pretty spectacular.
Wow, that's awesome. Cool. Well, how do we find you when we want to go to Whaler's Cove?
Well, you can call Jay on our reservation line at 1-800-423-3123. Once again, it's 1-800-423-3123. Or check us out on the web at whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. And you can also go to their YouTube channel and check out some of the videos and see for yourself. You know, there's nothing like watching a video of somebody catching a fish and seeing what the property looks like. So check them out on YouTube as well, and then call Jay and get your reservation for either 2017 or 2018, because it is booking up quick.
Indeed. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate the call.
All right.
All right, let's head on down to San Diego now, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. There's some good tuna fishing going on right now, as I'm sure you've been hearing there. The three-quarter day trips. Yesterday, the San Diego was going out to the smaller fish in the 10 to 20-pound range, yellowfin, and 44 anglers had 75 yellowfin there. But there's a mix of fish out there. They got the smaller ones, and then they've also got the bigger fish, the 50 to 100-pounders. And the San Diego's been kind of going back and forth between those on the three-quarter day, getting what he can. The overnight, seeing mostly those big fish. The pride yesterday had 7 bluefin in the 75 to 100-pound range. That's like on their two-day, again, 80 to 110-pound fish. So if you look at the counts, it's a little deceiving there. It doesn't look like there's many fish, but the fish they are catching are pretty big there. So definitely the biggest advice now is make sure you have the right gear. There's a lot of fish being lost to undersized gear, especially those bigger ones there. So for the smaller fish, if you're going three-quarter day, you probably want a 20-pound outfit. For those bigger fish, you want a 50, 60-pound outfit. Nice selection of hooks there. Just double-check with your crew when you're going out there, and fluorocarbon is definitely a good idea. And you know, we've been seeing it for a while here, and it's going to keep going. And like I said, if it's anything like the last few years here, September, October, just going to keep getting better. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. San Diego's up there. The Sea Watch will be running tomorrow. Got all those one-day trips coming up. We got a few longer trips in there. You can see everything online there. You can make reservations online. Half day is doing pretty well on the bottom fish right now, and a little bit of calico bass sneaking to the count also. Mostly in the afternoon for those calico bass. A few yellowtail in the count this week there. So things look like they're picking back up. I know we had the water roll over and kind of be counterproductive for fishing there on the half day. It looks like things are kind of shaping back up. And, again, those trips are all on the website there. You can make your reservation straight online. You can call us at the office, 619-224-3383. And you can always come visit us. We like to have people come visit, come into the Rock Cutter Rick Breakfast Burrito there, or visit the best tackle shop in San Diego and, you know, get you guys all set up to go fishing.
I heard that that is probably one of the only tackle stores in San Diego that a guy could buy a Boston kite from right now, which is about an impossible thing to find. So pretty darn good time to go see the boys at the C4 Tackle Store if you're trying to find one of those kites, because they are nowhere to be found right now.
You know, and if you come in and buy one of those kites, we'll give you a free Rock Out of Rick autograph certificate.
Wow. A certificate, right.
Wow, a certificate. An authentic certificate. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Let's head down to Northern Baja. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. Rick, how's the fishing in Northern Baja?
Well, starting down in Mag Bay, lots of wahoo, marlin, dorado, and tuna seem to just continue to be getting better. So, heck, Tim, I'd like to go join you and get a ride down that way. I think the fishing's really going to stack up. It's been going for a few weeks down there off the ridge, and I imagine those fish are going to hold for a while, and that long-range stuff's going to start getting real good. Good to get out there from the bay as well, not too long of a run, and the fishing just keeps getting better, real steady there. Up at Bahia Asuncion, the few travelers making it to that area continue to do well on yellowtail and calicos. Jeff at Cedros Tackle reported big, big yellowtail in the chew, yellowfin, marlin in the channel, calicos steady, occasional white sea bass. Bay of L.A., no mackerel around. It's been really hard to make bait. The smaller yellows are showing on the jigs, and decent grade Dorado, 10 to 20 pounds, being taken on the feathers. Up at San Quintin, slower fishing, recent white sea bass, kind of fizzled out. Yellowtail fishing has been on the slower side, but you never know. That place kind of rolls and turns back over and comes back on every other day. So the rock fish are always there as a fallback. And up at Ensenada, the smaller yellowtail north of the bay are showing okay. And the rock fish calicos, bonita, are rounding out the catch there at the island and down at Punta Banda. So a little bit steady, but heck, that longer range stuff down towards the ridge sounds like I'd like to catch a ride back down there right now.
Yeah, no kidding, Rick. Fantastic fishing and all through Baja. I know down at East Cape and Rancho Lane Arrow, they've just been killing it. We're going to hear from John Island. Actually, we have Mark Rayer from Genren, and he'll give us a fresh report down there. It's just it's on fire up and down the Baja there. And I know what else is on fire is your business, because a lot of people are figuring out they need a guy like Rick Jensen at Sport Fishing Financial. If somebody wants to do that, Rick, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, come down and fish with us in the East Cape at Los Barriles if there's any more room on our trip there. But otherwise, find me on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give me a call, 949-481-1807.
Yeah, that's right. Our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, sponsored by Sport Fishing Financial. We have two rooms left, I believe, down at Palmas de Cortez for that great event of fantastic fishing. And $500 cash, courtesy of Sport Fishing Financial, for the largest Wahoo Dorado, and $500 cash for the largest tuna from Statewide Stripes.
Certainly some good fishing
to be
had.
Yeah, and we'll be having that big roast as well, which will be a fun party. And, you know, we're heading out fishing next weekend on our local boat here for a couple days. And, hey, Rick, should I go over to Seaforth or find a few Rick yummy flyers from you guys? Where's the best place in San Diego to get a yummy flyer?
Well, you could probably buy one from Seaforth, but if you want a good one, you should get it from us.
Here we go.
That's where the good ones are at, for sure.
Hey, good luck.
Thanks,
Rick. Appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the Fall Colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fastlane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Click it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
As an angler, sun protection is a must. But most sunscreens are greasy, sting your eyes, and contaminate your gear. Sol SunGuard's Blue Water Formula has been a pro angler's secret. Imagine a pharmaceutical-grade sunscreen that cannot come off until you wash it off. A sunscreen that's hydrophobic. It actually repels water. And most important, it won't sting your eyes or scent your gear. Here in Southern California, nothing beats the protection of Sol SunGuard Blue Water. Available at Better Tackle Stores and at SolSunGuard.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half. three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I want to remind you, East County Bait and Tackle, you know, that grand opening of San Vicente Reservoir, going to have a pre-grand opening of San Vicente party Sunday, September 18th, right there in Maine. It's an event that they're going to have pro staff, vendors, raffle prizes, special buys, and then the lake opens the following week. So if you want to check out all that is San Vicente Reservoir right here in the East County, check that out at East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 Freeway in Lakeside. Check out ECBT.com.
That is going to be so rad.
Going to be a big event.
Closed for 8 years, lake reopening. It's going to be such good fishing, and those guys from ECBT are just – That's the crew. Yeah, I mean, those are the guys to dial you in for sure.
You bet. Hey, we're out here at El Cajon Ford, and Paul Dyke is here, general manager of El Cajon Ford. Good morning, Paul.
What's up, Paul?
I know you've been busy running around. You're on KUSI, Channel 51 here in San Diego all morning long, right?
Salathon is on. This is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, man, and thank you for hosting us once again this year. It's always a fantastic event. Great crowd come out here. And what is it about the Salathon Labor Day weekend that drives people here?
Ford makes it happen with the incentives, the 0% for 72 months, the huge rebates, the leasing specials. I mean, this is the 4 days. I go out the door every morning on these big sales, and I tell my wife, this is our biggest sale of the year. And she's like, you say that every time. And I said, well, it's a sell-a-thon.
This is really this.
It really is. And so we were laughing on the way out the door because I don't sleep at 3 in the morning. I'm up because I know I got to be here early for you guys, and I'm getting riled up. But we didn't leave here till after 1 o'clock last night.
Really?
Yeah, we were selling cars into this morning. So
really?
We're setting records, having a great time. All the Ford stores are on fire right now selling the best product out there. You know, the stuff that is coming down from Ford is fantastic. You're talking about all your listeners coming out. Well, half these guys are our customers. So,
yeah.
You know, I recognize them whether you're here or not. They're in the service department. They're doing business here. So we thank them for coming out. And the prizes you guys are giving away are awesome. And, you know, El Cajon Ford's big with the fishing community. You talk about Sandy opening them back up. You can't believe how
excited. Did Paul get a ticket?
Not the first day. I think we have one coming in a couple Mondays. So
yeah.
We'll be out there fishing. I can't wait to see what that looks like.
Oh, yeah, so, for sure. So if someone were to want to buy a new Ford truck today, what kind of incentives are you guys offering this weekend?
Well, I can tell you what El Cajon Ford's offering.
Okay.
Yeah, Super Duty's $12,000 off. F-150.
Wait, $12,000 off?
$12,000 off Super Duty's, yep. That's the diesel 4x4 crew cab, so you have one that's list for about $60,000. You can buy it for $48,000.
Whoa.
That's huge savings, and that's a great truck, and that'll pull your big boat, your little boat, whatever you need to pull.
Climb a tree.
yeah.
And then what about the number one seller, the F-150, the new one?
150 is selling great. We just now have the 16s in. I have a few 15s left at $10,000 off. We also have some demos, which would be some great savings for you, but you have 0 for 72 on there or huge rebates. There's also special trade assist rebates. If you got a trade in, your trade will never be worth more than it is today because of these extra rebates. And, you know, your cars don't always go up in value, so if you think you've got a nice car to get rid of, we need them for our used car lot. So you know, we're working deals. This, like I said, normal weekend here is 35 cars. We're going to push to sell 100 this weekend.
100 cars this
weekend.
Triple
our business.
Wow. So financing rates are really good, too. Financing rates are low. You can get great financing.
Zero is pretty good.
Zero.
Yeah,
that's the deal
months.
With the
yeah.
sell-a-thon?
And a lot of times, you know, that's short-term where the payment's so high you can't afford it. Zero at 36 or all these people have. This is six-year financing at 0%. So that's $13 per thousand. So if you finance $20,000, that's $260 payment. You know, nice. Payment.
Come on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Unbelievable. All right. So it goes on through Monday?
Through Monday night, yeah.
Monday night.
Stores will be pushed out, and it's a great time. And like I said, we really need some trades. Our used car lot, we've been doing these off-site sales and selling a bunch of cars. So I need trades. Pay top dollar if you trade this weekend.
Wow. That's all awesome, right. Paul. So just come and see Paul. Great guys here. They are the fisherman guys here. Somebody made it in the bucket.
Big winner.
All right. And how do we find you if we want to come down to Elkhorn Ford?
Highway 8 to Greenfield. Get up to the main street, turn left, come down. We're on the left-hand side. And we'll be here late. We'll be here early tomorrow. We're going to be barbecuing on Monday, so bring the family out. We want to have some fun.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Well, thanks again for hosting us. Thanks for being so supportive of the fishing community, too, to you and Paul Leader, the owner here at Elkhorn Ford.
Definitely. Thank you for coming out.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate that very much. All right. I was going to bring Matt from La Mesa, but he just made it in the bucket there. There he is. Come on, Matt. Matt, nice job.
Yeah, nice shot.
How many points, Matt, in the casting contest? Four.
All right.
Are you leading?
Tied.
Tied for the lead. Oh, could be a cast-off there. Nice job.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Looking forward to jumping on your boat here beginning of next month.
Ooh, you lucky guy.
Good time.
Yeah, no kidding.
And wondering if we fish Guadalupe, is there anything I need to know about that place? I've never fished there before, and can't wait.
I think the advice that I gave Dave earlier about taking it all in as a vacation. I mean, the fishing has spoke for itself out there, so that's obviously a bonus. But it's really an opportunity to fish it at an extraordinary destination. And extraordinary may be an overused term nowadays, but that place qualifies on every level.
Yeah.
It's amazing. What is there both above the surface and below the surface is truly remarkable. The scenery there, the setting for fishing, the fishing itself, I could go on and on about how spectacular that place is. And the changes that we've seen that place undergo over the past three decades now that I've been fishing, just shy of three decades out there, is something in itself. You know, they removed all the goats off the island, so the island itself is very different. You know, we fished there sporadically over the last 8-10 years, but there's a lot greener now. Yeah, a lot more foliage, which, you know, the goats aren't there to eat everything. So the geography of the place, I'm telling you, you're going to be just as all of us are, absolutely amazed by that as a fishing destination. It does not get any better than that for a ocean fishing destination for the, you know, kind of fish that we target, pelagic fishing. It's paradise. It
truly
is.
Well, thank you for your hard work of making it possible for us to fish there.
Well, you know,
I think
we certainly put our time and effort into it, but we have the government of Mexico to thank, and the community in Ensenada. They've really opened their arms and made this opportunity available. And I do want to say, you know, we were talking earlier about how relations are down there in Mexico. Down in Ensenada, it's fantastic. You know, it's part of the journey. We check in with customs and immigration in Ensenada before we head out to the island. It's just been absolutely smooth as silk. The spirit, you know, bienvenidos, open arms. It's been flawless, the whole process. Yeah, and you know, everybody's happy down there. They're happy we're there. They're happy this thing is going well. It's kind of a pilot project, if you will.
Yeah.
So far, so good. As long as we do exactly what we're doing, you know, mind our P's and Q's and be respectful and go out there and make good trips for recreational anglers down there, tourists in Mexico, all is good.
Cool. That's awesome.
Fantastic, Matt. Well, good luck winning the casting contest and that trip to Katmai Lodge.
Thank you much. And,
right.
Ricky, I'll be coming in to see you to get my reels all dialed in.
We'll be ready for you.
There you go. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Tom in San Diego. Yes, Tom, this is your opportunity right here at El Cajon Ford. How about that, huh?
What's up,
Tom?
Fight on, USC. And Wayne tells me last night Stanford took it easy. They didn't beat up on Kansas State too much. But we're going to play number one ranked Alabama today. I'll be happy if we're within seven by halftime.
There you go.
Much.
All right.
And the question.
Thanks for that play-by-play.
Yeah. There you go.
Appreciate that.
The question I had, Captain, is, can you talk a little bit more about some of the techniques when you're going for bluefin? Now, over here, Jim just caught four bluefin, had to give two up, but anyhow, and he said that when he throws a heavy flat fall, it goes down fast. And he said he'd bring it up a little bit, and then it would flutter. Are there other little techniques you can talk about with regard to maybe interesting those finicky bluefin?
Aren't all those flat falls heavy?
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, they're all heavy.
About the 200 grain. He said that drops.
Is that a bigger one?
Amongst the biggest ones.
I got to tell you, Ricky is the consummate gear guy fisherman.
Oh, he's pretty hard to beat.
He can probably tell you a heck of a lot more about the actual techniques. Okay. And I have to be honest, I'm a caveman when it comes to the fishing itself. But
you know how to find them.
I can find them. I can catch them too. But explaining exactly how I do it might that might be more difficult. I like what you just said though about the flutter, the wind up.
Right.
I know I've used that method before with those flat falls where you drop it down to whatever distance you want, you know, a couple hundred feet, 300 feet, wind it back, and
maybe take
25 cranks, right, and then whap, flip it back out of gear and let it flutter down another 10 feet, put it back in gear, wind another 50 feet or so, take it out of gear, let it flutter back down. That can be an effective method. When it's falling also, sometimes you put it in gear and just give it one little jerk as it's flowing down, take it back out of gear, let it sink. Just change that action, change that motion. We'll find that fish have a tendency. I mean, you'd be surprised in have you guys seen any of that footage of like the GoPros that follow the trolling jig?
Yeah.
And how you see the fish. How many times fish actually come up behind that lure and they're looking at it, they're tracking it, but they're not striking. Just some little variation in the action of whatever it is will draw that reaction strike. Right. So, you know, think about it from that perspective, is whatever you're fishing, if it's a lure in particular, if it's just doing one thing, you know, think there's a fish perhaps looking at it and just changing that action, just a little something to draw that reaction strike, that can be a darn good method. You know, I've seen it a bunch of times. Matter of fact, I saw it a couple trips ago. There was an angler we were inside fishing bass on a reef, and this angler, he got a big bass every single cast on this jig. I mean, it was mind boggling. The results that this guy had, and the percentage of success. He even at one point he handed his pole to the guy next to him. That guy casted 10 times, never got a bite. And he handed it back to him. The guy cast right at first cast.
He had the motion.
He had it. He figured something out. Some little twitch, some little twang, whatever it was. So, if you're changing it up, probably to go back to the topic, I wouldn't just do one thing and hope that one thing was eventually going to work. You know what I mean? I would mix it up, and maybe you're going to be the one that figures out whatever that little twang is. And when you do, you're going to be like him over there with
That's right. Well, I appreciate that. By the way, when I first came out here, my history is they said tranks can't be bird nested. I bird nested one, but thanks to Ryan, gotten a little better. And that new torium is incredible.
Yeah,
that's a heck of a
torium. It's pretty awesome. All right, Tom, thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Cliff? He's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, guys. I wish I could make it down there, but I had some other duties to do today. I have a question on the Yummy Flyers. Can you troll them, or can you use a balloon for them, or is it kite only?
Well, Tim, would you say there's a...
Well, I think you're talking about just trolling them straight behind the boat. Without any kind of lift, you know, be it a kite or a balloon. I don't know how that would work out. I mean, that's not what it was designed for. It's designed to be flown underneath something, be it a kite or a balloon. Either one of those works.
And if you're going to put any type of speed behind it, I think it would be difficult to cover much ground with just the balloon. Not to say that the balloon wouldn't get it up in the air, but I think it'd be difficult to cover much ground with just a balloon and the Yummy Flyer. I think to do it right, you really need to have that kite, if you're going to troll it.
There you go. Cliff, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Steve! I saw Steve there. Steve is up. We'll wait for Steve. Dennis Bruce or Dennis Bruco? Dennis. All right, Dennis. Thanks for stepping up to the mic there. Appreciate that very much here at El Cajon Ford. And you heard it right from Paul there.
it is the weekend to buy. No, a lot of people wait till this time, and this is it.
Hey, Dennis.
Hello, Captain. Morning. I have a question regarding, you work with a couple of boats, correct?
Yes.
This one. Okay, out of your couple of boats you work with, you see I'm disabled. Which one of them would be best suited for a person like me that you know, needs a little bit of help on a CPAP machine and a crew that's kind of understanding and caring?
I think that you're probably, you know, honestly, you're limited to something that's going to be more local, you know, like a half day or a three quarter day. It might be cumbersome for you to get around on a boat for a long period of time, you know, overnight, day and a half, 3 days, something like that, just because it's just the nature of being out on the ocean. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of uneven surfaces. There's stairwells. They're you know, going down into the berthing areas. So I think a shorter range trip would probably be better, you know, better suited for you. Again, half day, three quarter day. And, you know, I'm thinking about the layout in my head as I'm going through this. The Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, nice wide deck. It's got big open areas, pretty gradual entryways going up into the galley. I know out of Fisherman's Landing that the Condor has a nice open deck space. Pacific Queen, excellent option. It's there's a few steps getting up onto the boat, but the boat itself is a nice wide platform.
I don't bring this aboard. I got my leg braces, so, you know.
So you can get around a little easier. I think any one of those boats, and, of course, the half-day boats, I think all the half-day boats would
accommodate.
Yeah, would be able to accommodate you. I think also you'd probably be better off going, you know, like pegging it on a weekday or something like that when the angler loads are down. You know, that would give you a little more elbow room to get around.
That's what I do, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the best idea.
But I wanted to go on a, you know, at least a day and a half trip or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you think I should just stick around for three quarters?
Well, you know, I mean, you're going to have to make that decision. I think that you'd do fine if, you know, the other advice I would give you is game the weather for sure. Look at your, you know, look at passage weather or whatever your local forecast tool is, and peg it so you got to go out on one of those flat, calm days. That's going to make it a heck of a lot easier to get around. You don't want to be out there where the boat's standing on end. That's for darn sure.
You call the landing, too, especially this time of year when the season starts to get towards the latter part of the season. Sometimes some of the open party boats will have a limited load trip, or sometimes a charter boat, like a particular charter boat might not have a charter this weekend, and they'll put themselves online for an ultra-limited load trip. Sometimes you spend a couple more bucks, you might find a boat that's got less people on it, just the same deal, give yourself that much more room, easier to get around, that kind of thing.
My main thing is CPAP machine, you know, plugging it in, but sure, that's a pain.
I know at Fisherman's Landing, you can call those guys. They have a list of all the boats that have, you know, bunks, have outlets, things like that. They deal with it. It's a very common thing, nothing you even need to worry about. Just call those guys and say, hey, I got a CPAP machine, I want to know the right boat for it. And some of those guys in the office, especially at nighttime, they know the layouts of the bunks so well. They say, oh, you want to be in bunk 5 on this boat, or you want to be in the stateroom on this boat. And just call them ahead of time, give them a chance to make those preparations. They'll take care of everything for you. Those guys are super on it.
You bet. Thanks for coming down to Elk Island Ford. Appreciate that. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. How about next up, we talked to Brian, calling us from Claremont this morning. Brian, you still hanging in there with us? All right, looks like we lost Brian, so we're going to talk to Mike then, calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. A couple of questions for you. Rick, do you guys rent two-speed gear at your store?
You know, not at the tackle store, but Fisherman's Landing definitely does. Super common. There's two people employed at Fisherman's Landing full-time that do nothing but service, take care of, maintain, fresh top shots, new line, all of that rental equipment. And, yeah, they have two-speed reels. They have CalStar and Seeker rods. I mean, it's first rate tackle.
But
and
if you go on the Royal Star, you guys have gear that you'll provide people that don't have the gear as part of the package, right?
Yeah, we have a whole complement of gear. Everything under the sun, from the smaller two-speed reels, the Talikas, and we have a full complement of the Makairas also, and rods to go along with it. And we provide that free of charge. The only charge associated with it is a line and the reel. Obviously, we set everybody up with a fresh spool at the beginning of the trip. But we have, again, a full complement. Anywhere from the smaller two speeds all the way up to you know, sky's the limit, the big 80s and everything in between.
So just when you book your trip, just tell Tracy you need a package and you'll provide it.
Exactly. And we specifically tailor it to the trip that the angler's on. You know, obviously, the gear demands change with the length of the trip, time of year, whatever the quarry is at that time. So we tailor it to whatever the objective is during the trip. And again, free of charge.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Next up on the mic here at Elk on Ford, Mike Mayer. Mike, you still around here? at El Cajon for theirs, Mike. And I want to remind you, we're going to include that $50 ticket to the Craft Beer Food Festival as the consolation prize for the Stand Up to the Mic prize. So,
oh, cool.
Maui Jim sunglasses, and then the second prize is going to be that $50 ticket to go to that great event on October 1st. You want to go to that event, we'll all be there Saturday, October 1st at the Portuguese Hall. Go see Lewis over here at the CCA California table, and it's a great fundraiser. It's going to be a fun time down there on Saturday, October 1st at 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike? How you doing, guys? I was wondering, Captain, have you seen anybody showing up with the Advent 3-speed reels going on the long-range trips? Well, what's the take on it? I'm kind of waiting to see what it's going to pan out. You know what I mean? One extra low gear, a lot of people wanting to get them, or haven't seen anybody use them yet?
I've seen a few of them used, and the best thing I could offer is the jury's still out. I'm not sure how much of an advantage it represents yet. I want to see a few more of them in action. Do I think it represents a huge advantage? Not that I've seen yet, but again, I haven't seen enough of them used to really evaluate it.
Well, I'm looking to get a couple. So I'm doing the same thing. Kind of wait and see.
Yeah, I'm generally cautious about that. You know, I tentatively offer my opinion on that kind of stuff. I really like to get see it out in the water for a year or two before I really put my recommendation behind it. But I'll tell you what, I mean, it's not bad, that's for sure. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. It's just, you know, I want to make sure that whatever is in your hands is something that represents an advantage.
Yeah.
So the jury's out on that one.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Mike, for coming to El Cajon Ford. Steve Bermudez. Steve came all the way down from L.A. to come down to our live broadcast here. Hey, thanks for coming down, Steve.
Hi, guys.
Morning.
Well, I had a Ford question, but we'll pass it on to a Royal Star question.
Well, we actually have Paul here if you have a Ford question.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, it's just that I saw this special Explorer. It was actually, it's kind of funny how it's at a cab, a crew cab, and then it had like a pickup side to it, and I had never seen anything like that, and I was going to ask him about that, but that's okay.
Paul, a Ford Explorer with a crew cab?
Probably the Explorer Sport.
Yeah, Explorer Sport, okay.
Oh.
Sport track. Yeah.
Was that only a certain year, or?
Yeah, they stopped making those in 2011.
Oh, okay. I had never seen one before. It was interesting.
Very good on the used car market.
Yeah, I would think so.
Indeed. And what was your question for Tim?
Oh, I don't know why people like tuna. Swordfish is so much more delicious.
No, I disagree. No, disagree. They're both good.
It's a joke between me and him. One trip. But the Royal Star has really changed over the years. Last time I was on it was quite a few years ago, hoping to get on it again before it changes hands. But and at the time that I was with, did go on with Tim here, he found us the fish, and he was just a fish hunter, and he invited people upstairs to come watch him do his job, and that was very interesting. I always wanted to thank you for doing that, because I learned so much from you as far as fish hunting.
My pleasure.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I've gotten a lot grumpier and old when I've gotten older. Oh yeah. I always tell everybody in the wheelhouse, you know, you probably never recognize me up there as opposed to who I am down.
You get very focused.
I get focused. That's exactly right. Sorry.
Not grumpy, focused. Thanks for coming down, Steve. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we got a ton of stuff to give away. We're going to give away trips to go fishing at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. We're giving away Maui Jims, all the casting contest stuff. You stay tuned. Lots more giveaways here. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
I got my line in the water.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Ride the big winner of the half-day trip for two going fishing aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing is going to Rick in Beaumont. Rick, congratulations. You're going to love fishing with Fred and the boys on the double.
All right, looks like we still have a cast-off going on here. Dennis Bruce? No, we can't find him. We'll see if we can find him there. If not, we'll draw another one for the Maui Jim sunglasses. But the big winner of the last qualifier other than the casting contest. We're going to let Captain Tim Ekstrom for the trip to Katmai and all the other great prizes that we'll be giving away tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup.
One or two.
Tomorrow, just one. Just one, and you call it out
and
there,
it
buddy.
It is Elvia, Mayor?
Elvia?
Yeah.
Has Elvia? She already...
Yeah, that's who was the lucky winner of last year's trip.
She won
Sitka.
The trip to Sitka,
yeah,
last
right.
year. Wow, all right.
In it again.
Wow, she is
from
a
here,
lucky
believe,
lady.
Too.
All right,
nice
give
going.
Me that ticket there, Avia. We'll be in contact with you. Let me have that slip there. Yeah, very good.
Awesome.
Captain Tim Ekstrom, Royal Star, thank you very much for being here. Sure appreciate that. Fantastic experience here on the Royal Star. I can't wait for our next trip, which is next May. That's too long to wait, but Ricky's got one in June, which I think both those trips are full.
No, Ricky's got one in December.
We're November. We're coming right
November,
up, right after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Oh, November.
Trust me, I'm exactly right around the corner, baby.
Yeah, you're real close. And then, of course, you said you had a couple spots left on that 12-day in October.
That's right, we do.
Which has the Guadalupe option to it which
indeed.
Is your only shot to get to Guadalupe on the Royal Star this year.
That is true.
Yeah, because everything else has a waiting list about 14,000 miles long.
Right now, that is true as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Forget Guadalupe. I want to go down on that trip, go to the Lower Banks.
Yeah,
are
you kidding with all that Wahoo
yeah, exactly.
and stuff down there? Yeah. Well, how do we get a hold of you if we want to go on a trip on the Royal Star?
619-224-4764. Call Tracy. She's in the office there. I know Randy, Brian, and I, we all put in a stint there during the week as well when we're home. Or follow along the website, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Follow the daily fish reports. We'll be updating them regularly from the island and wherever else we may be with the fishing information as well as perhaps an opinion or two or some advice on you know, how to make yourself a better angler. And thank you to every angler out there. Much appreciated,
yeah.
Not just on Royal Star, but fishing in general. We need you like you guys need us, and we're all in it together here. So let's remember that.
Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you for taking time to come out here to Elkhorn Ford. Good luck on the trip. We'll be anxious to hear how it goes. Want to thank the Cowboy and Tommy for their hard work there. Very much thanks to Lewis from CCA for his hard efforts and his donation of his time to coming out here very much. And, of course, to Dick and Isaiah, our extraordinary engineers here, and Orion, our casting contest extraordinary man there. Thank you very much. And Adam in the Mighty 1090 studio. We'll be back tomorrow morning in the Mighty 1090 studio. Mark Rayer and Jack Nielsen from Gen Ren Sport Fishing will be there. So you want to be there, too. We'd love to have you. And thanks again for everybody for being here. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to all our great people for supporting our Let's Talk Hookup San Diego County Ford Dealer events. Thanks to Paul Dyke and the great people here at Elkhorn Ford for all their support, too. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mighty 1090.
She fishes better than you. Remind your friends, remind your family, and remind yourself. If you've received your INE, you need to activate it. Get it done so you will be able to vote. It's very easy. You can even do it online. You just need the folio number and your date of birth. If you have family or friends abroad, remind them to activate it as well at INE.mx. Their participation also counts in Mexico.
So here at the Mighty 1090, we have this office space. We've got these old pictures on the wall. I was looking the other day. We had a meeting. I see my guy Mike Shepard in there before La Jolla Hair, MD, before he called 844-567-HAIR. And then I'm looking at him after. I swear, Mike, I see you every single day. But to look at the pictures then to now, it was stunning what's happened at the top of your head.
You know what? It's even stunning to me because I look up there and it's like, who's the bald guy? That was me.
Right.
And I actually have hair now, thanks to Dr. Chafu and his team at La Jolla Hair MD, LaJollaHairMD.com, and the Neograft procedure, which is a revolutionary breakthrough in hair restoration.
Absolutely. And, Mike, here's the thing about Neograft. No scalpel, no scar, no pain, no downtime. And everybody out there, the call is free. So what do you have to lose? The first consultation's free. Call now. If it works for you, Mike, $1,000 off.
Absolutely. It's La Jolla Hair MD, LaJollaHairMD.com. Give them a call, 844-567-HAIR. 844-567-HAIR.
XERS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090. Welcome to Del Mar Saturday, your connection from where the turf meets the surf. Live from the Del Mar Racetrack, presented by the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita, November 4th and 5th. It's post time on the Del Mar summer season. Now let's head to the front side with your hosts, Scott Kaplan and Brittany Ertzen.
And this is it. Closing weekend of the 2016 summer season here at Del Mar, along with TVG's Brittany Ertzen, the first lady of horse racing.
This is so sad.
Hold on a second. Is it sad? Is it
kind of?
Is it really?
Winding down. I mean, it's a little bittersweet.
Yeah.
You know, it's been an incredible meet that I know we're going to be talking about for ages, but I'm kind of bummed that next Saturday I won't have the radio show to do with
what
you.
What will you be doing next Saturday?
I'll be at LaSalle. I'm like, what will I be doing next Saturday? What happens after Del Mar ends? Where does my life go?
Really?
I'll be at LaSalle.
Okay. All right. Well, you're staying with it. You're just going to the next track.
Following the circuit.
See, for me, I go from here, jump right into football season.
That's awesome.
And so by next Saturday, San Diego State will be playing Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, the Chargers will be at the Chiefs. And then on Monday, I will be in San Francisco for the 49ers and the Rams. I have to keep reminding myself the L.A. Rams.
Yes.
The Rams' first game.
It's going to be interesting, some controversy surrounding the 49ers.
Well, yeah, and by the way, it played out this week here in San Diego. So it's been a great week here in town. I mean, you've got the closing week for Del Mar. You had all this controversy around the 49ers coming here to finish the preseason. So, yeah, it's a little sad. On the other hand, Brittany Ertzen, I wanted to say one thing. I'm kind of glad the season's coming to an end, because for me,